I've got Awkward Z in studio.
What's up? How's things?
How are you doing?
I'm all good, all good.
So you were Play Irish a couple weeks ago with your brand new tune. We're loving it here at B102-103. Now, you're a regular now. You've been in with Tig. I heard you were chatting to Debbie as well, so you know the drill.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, because you haven't come in and chat to me yet, so I want to know about the music, the history. How did this all get started for you?
So basically, it all started when I was about 16. I think that was when it was 2013 or something like that, 2012. Mm. And yeah, I always had like a thing for music. Mm. So it was really just at the time, I just thought like, geez, an Irish rapper, like, that's not possible. Like, is it?
Do you know what's funny? I hear this a lot from Irish rappers.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, oh, I didn't know. I didn't really know if I could like crack into the industry and it's so tough. And is there a market in Ireland for this? But times are changing.
Oh, 100%. Mm. Yeah. Like, I think as well, it was kind of a thing of everyone kind of being afraid that you'd get the mic taken out of you, like if you do start to rap and stuff like that. But yeah, I think everyone's become so much more open-minded about it. And yeah, it's grown so much and it's just, it keeps on growing. So yeah. I'm really happy about that now. Especially in terms of resources as well for artists to be able to make the music they want to make. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of, so how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 23 now.
Okay, so you haven't really been, you're the 16 to 23, you're still young, and to be making tunes like you are, at the age you are, that's incredible. So fair play to you, hats off. To you, I love it, I really do. I've been jamming to it, and even before you came in, what's happening now?
I just spilled a bit of water, I'm so sorry.
I'm like, what else is going wrong here? Ah, it's grand, we'll clean it up in a little bit. But being in it now for a little while, right? Yeah. How do you find the music industry when it comes to accepting maybe hip hop and rap and your music?
Well, I think it's definitely become way more open to even listening to hip hop, if you get me. A lot of people are, I think in the past as well, there would have been obviously the stereotype about rap, about it only talking about certain topics, maybe shallow topics.
Drugs, money, rock and roll.
Exactly, yeah. a kind of certain lifestyle. But now I think people are finally understanding that you can take it so much further. Mm. And like, even you see, there's little subgenres in rap itself. So you have your emotional rap. Mm. You have your rock and roll kind of rap. You have Lil Nas X doing the country rap. So there's so many ways you can take it. And there's so many ways people can interpret the music as well. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, they're finally understanding now that there is deeper music there. There's music there for everyone. Like, there's music there for people that just want to turn up, no lyrics, just kind of just have fun. And yeah, then there's music where people can relate more to certain topics and stuff like that. So I'm really happy to see that as well, that people are getting to finally recognize that.
Absolutely.
And yeah, just really enjoying it. So hopefully it just keeps on going now.
Now, you kind of have, I would call your rap kind of more softer rap.
Yeah.
But you do you have harder stuff?
A bit of harder, yeah.
So you can go both ways any way you want.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
take it there if you needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think at the moment, I do have a lot of sounds that haven't been released yet.
Oh.
And as well, yeah, just kind of getting more creative. So there is a lot more kind of angles I'm going to go with it. Especially in terms of sound and stuff like that. So I'm still kind of experimenting with sounds and everything like that. But it's all coming together nicely for now.
Brilliant
so
stuff.
I can't wait for people to hear what I have in store.
Nice.
In the
yeah. But to get airplay like you're getting already, are you signed to a record company at the moment?
I'm actually not, no. So
you're doing this as
an independent artist. Yeah.
That to me is incredible. And I think actually it's probably the best way to go because you have so much more control over what you actually do. You do hear the stories of as soon as you sign, then you almost have to hand over your music and it turns into something else. So now you have that kind of that control over it. Do you find it hard to kind of, you know, maybe make it work? Because I know sometimes it's probably easier if you give it to a big, you know, head honcho.
Someone else. Yeah.
But how are you finding that, having full control over all you do?
Well, obviously, I love it. Like, I just love being able to, yeah, just bring out what I want to bring out and have no kind of restrictions or limits and stuff like that. It does get tricky, especially with marketing. Mm. Like, a lot of artists, upcoming artists will soon find out anyway that you need to have good marketing, because it is an industry as well at the end of the day. But I have to give it out to the lads at Anomaly, because they've been just helping me out so much, especially in terms of management and promotion and stuff like that, for the last single to you. So yeah, just shout out to the lads. They've made it so much easier as well for me. So it's not really a thing of I'm signed to them or anything like that. But they are giving me the resources and stuff that I need now to take it even further. So yeah, I'm just so grateful now to have that team kind of behind me and them just respecting me as well as an independent artist. So yeah, it's good. All good.
Excellent. Excellent. I love hearing this. Now, when it comes to where you get your inspiration from, are you one of these people that kind of, look, it's life, when I live it, I write it? Or is this, you know, going from other artists and what they've done? How do you come up with your stuff?
So I reckon it's a bit of both, because there is sometimes where, say, I'll be in a certain mood and I just feel like writing, and then whatever mood I'm in kind of reflects the song that finally, like the product that I come up with. Where, yeah, there is other times where, say, I'd hear a song and there'd be kind of like a certain cadence or kind of vibe that I really like. So obviously I take that vibe and I try and make it my own then as well. And obviously it has to not sound the same as what you've heard as well. But yeah, I'm a bit of both, so I like to experiment, so yeah.
Which is probably the way to go, because then you kind of figure out and you can kind of, you know, tinker out what you really like and what you want to hear. Now, when it comes to where you see yourself in the next 5 years, I love asking people this, because when it comes on, then in the next 5 years, and I'm like, yeah, there he is now. He wished it into existence. I'm a big believer of The Secret and putting it out
the
in
law
the
of
universe.
Attraction, same as that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself, or where do you want to be in the next 5 years?
So in the next 5 years, I actually haven't thought that far ahead. I kind of take it by day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see myself torn. I'd like to have an album out.
Yeah.
I'd really like for my music to get even bigger. So get more listeners, a bigger platform, and hopefully just kind of make it a full-time thing, the music. So that'd be really good.
Oh,
I'd really
okay.
enjoy that.
Absolutely, I love that too. Now, you just said about the full time thing there. So, what are you doing then, otherwise?
So, I'm actually.
Where can we see you every other day?
I'm working as a fitness instructor in Ben Dunn Gym. So, shout out to Ben Dunn. So I'm doing that at the moment, and I'm just pretty much at the moment just working and just working on music as well. So. Yeah. Just really putting in that time and effort now.
Nice one. Tell me a little bit about your history. So, I'm originally from Jamaica.
Yeah.
I'm now living in Ireland. I do feel like when I'm doing my work and stuff, I do feel like that has a little bit of an influence, you know?
Mm.
Would it be the same for you when it comes to your music?
100%. So, I'm originally from South Africa, Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. I moved over here then when I was 5, so that explains the accent for people that are wondering.
I still think you sound like you come from Wexford.
A lot of people are surprised by the accent then as well.
I get that the whole time. I'm like, yeah, I'm black.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I nearly like the surprise. Like, boom.
Boom. Yeah, exactly. So I think in terms of rhythm and really finding like beats that make me feel a certain way. I'd like to think that that's influenced by just being back in South Africa and even the music my parents were listening to when I was younger. I think that even staying on beat, like the way I rap, I like to make kind of a melodic flow nearly as if it's a beat itself, the flow.
Yeah.
And then obviously the lyrics on top of that. But I think it's always been key for me to like have rhythm and always stay kind of on beat with the song or something like that.
Okay.
Just kind of harmonize with the music.
What about your friends? I know they're probably chuffed for you, and especially hearing a song being played on air and, you know, knowing that's your mate. Have you got the way well done, bud?
Oh, yeah. Like the reaction so far of the single has been unbelievable. I'm just so grateful as well that the support I'm getting The videos of people sending me playing on radio, like it's just mad. So it's just a big thank you to everyone that's supporting, listening, and yeah, just shout out to all the lads there listening.
Nice. Where are we going to see you? Are you going to be playing anywhere, or, you know, gigging, or maybe stuff, you know, upcoming stuff?
Yeah, so I actually have a gig in October.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the 26th in Yamamori Tengu in Dublin.
Okay.
So I will have more stuff on my social media about that, so just make sure to keep an eye out.
And where are we looking?
So mainly my Instagram, that's either my Instagram or my Twitter. They're both the same. So Rap Game Zandi, mm-hmm. RapGameZandi. So yeah, just follow that up if you're not following already, just mm-hmm. for all the kind of updates and stuff like that. Apart from that, I'm working on the next single.
Deadly.
So I'm kind of already after sending demos and stuff like that away. So hopefully, I'm not even going to say a date on that yet. It will be this year. I know that
coming
much.
Soon.
Yeah, coming soon. We'll say coming soon for now. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting that one out. That's kind of, this one's a different sound again from anything I've released. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the reaction to that one too.
I think that's important as well to kind of note that, you know, you're trying to mix it up and you are doing something a little bit different. Like, yeah, it doesn't sound like everything else we're hearing on air right now. And I think that's what makes you unique and makes you stand out and makes us go, wait now, what's that? You know what I mean? So yeah, fair play to you for doing that. And
thank
you're saying
you
you're coming
much.
Back with something else now and it's going to be a little bit different for us.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think it's just the person I am as well. Like, I don't want to kind of stick to one kind of formula or anything like that. And yeah, just like I was saying, I want to explore with sounds and stuff like that. So it's fun to me. Like it's really, I'm really getting to enjoy it now and seeing what way people feel from what songs. And another thing as well, from my, say, contrast, just the vibe from my EP, What's Next,
mm-hmm.
to the new single To You, like there's been people that came up to me that said, oh yeah, we prefer like kind of the vibe of What's Next compared to You. And then there's people saying the opposite. So it's great to see that. I suppose I'm hitting different kind of
audiences. That's it, you're reaching everybody.
Different people, yeah. So and that's just me doing my thing as well. So that just makes it even better again. So yeah, shout out to everyone that's listening again.
Nice one. When it comes to the pressures of the music industry, I know some people say they don't feel it at all. They don't let it bother them. Are you one of those people as well? Or do you think, you know, you're constantly looking at what's going to happen next?
I'd be one of the people that doesn't let it bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So I really trust the process. I always have a positive mentality going towards stuff. So yeah, I wouldn't be an anxious person when it comes to stuff like that.
Mm.
And as well, I always look at how far I've come. So I wouldn't ever compare myself to someone else. Because at the end of the day, it's you versus you. So yeah, I think that keeps me grounded as well. So yeah, I'm happy anyway that I haven't felt any pressure or anything like that yet. So
good. I hope it stays that way.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next question now. What kind of positive affirmations do you live by?
So
and you just kind of gave us a few there anyway.
Yeah, so basically I always have a positive outlook on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Always stay grateful.
Yeah.
So whenever there's a kind of time when I'm something bad's happened or anything like that, I always just kind of take a step back, find what I'm really happy about, like what I am grateful for, and yeah, just always count your blessings really.
Nice.
So, yeah, I live by that anyway.
I like that. It was so lovely chatting to you. So if people are looking for your music, where to find it? So it's Rap Game Zandi online everywhere. So
yeah.
Spotify, SoundCloud, tell us.
Yeah, so Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, any kind of streaming platforms. My name is Awkward Z. And yeah, just any kind of social media plugs or anything like that is Rap Game Zandi.
Brilliant stuff. Look, I think there is a bright future ahead for you. There's no doubt about that. You seem to have a really good head on your shoulders.
Thank you very much.
Fair play to you. We're loving the music here and keep it going.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Turn this up right now. Hey, let's go.